so much. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much to Helen and Molly for this event. It's a real honor to speak here. Yep, and apologies if I rush through, especially slides that echo what others have previously presented. But I've got a lot of ground to cover, as you can see from the title. So I found this image really striking. This is an image from Hiroshima after the bombing, actually, but I just found it so remarkably similar to the post-tsunami scenes that we all remember from 2 years ago. And of course, the comment has been made that even by the likes of the Prime Minister of Japan at the time, that the events of March 11th, 2011 are similar in magnitude and importance as things like the Hiroshima atomic bombing to the Japanese nation. So this is a view of Fukushima Daiichi before the catastrophe began, and I was invited on a speaking tour of Japan in August of 2010, 7 months before the catastrophe, and I stood on a bluff over the Pacific that looked down on Fukushima Daiichi. My first stop was Okuma and Futaba on the speaking tour. So 3.5 miles to the north, I could see the 6 reactors like this. And 3.5 miles to the south, from where I stood, I could see the Daini nuclear power plant with 4 reactors. And it's little known, but a single off-site power line is what saved Daini, more operating reactors than at Daiichi, from a similar catastrophe. Several off-site power lines were lost to the earthquake. The emergency diesel generators were lost to the tsunami. And that was the kind of scenario that Prime Minister Kan, his, at the time, Chief Cabinet Secretary Adano, admitted to the Rebuild Japan Initiative Foundation. And the headlines came out on the first anniversary of the Fukushima catastrophe. They feared a demonic chain reaction of atomic reactor meltdowns and pool fires. 6 reactors, well, 3 operating at Daiichi, but 7 pools at Daiichi, 4 operating reactors at Daini and 4 pools, 1 reactor and 1 pool at Tokai, closer to Tokyo. And that's where the headlines came from about the possibility of having to evacuate Tokyo if that worst-case scenario had played out. 30 million people. But something that the filmmaker Kurosawa envisioned in his film Dreams in 1990 in the part called Mount Fuji in Red, atomic reactors exploding behind Mount Fuji as seen from Tokyo. So here are the explosions at the Unit 1 and the Unit 3. And the aftermath in mid-March of 2011. But it's not the first time, and I should mention that the reactors, of course, are General Electric Mark I boiling water reactors, so there's an instant tie between this Japanese catastrophe and U.S. involvement. But, of course, our nuclear involvement, so to speak, goes back 70 years. And we just held a conference in Chicago.